It's important that this museum would be on America's front porch.
The Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture is taking pride of place on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., alongside some of the great museums and monuments of the American capital.
It's been a dream long before my time to have a museum someplace in Washington, on the Mall, near the White House, near the Congress, to tell the story and the history since the days of slavery to the present.
Congressman John Lewis has championed the idea of the museum for decades. It's the continuation of another dream from his days marching with Dr. Martin Luther King. The civil rights leader delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, just a short walk from where the museum is being built. The country's first African-American president will inaugurate the museum in 2016. It's the culmination of years of fierce infighting in Congress and fundraising among supporters.
The hope is that this museum will help the world understand what it means not only to be an American, but what it means to demand freedom, to demand equality, and to work hard to make that true.